Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Macek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price strikes out. There goes Cash. The throw from Pafletic to second, and Cash is out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Williams reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pafletic for a passed ball. Stanley moves to second. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 1 in the game. Christian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knoop moves to second. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafletic is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-1 in the game. Price hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wirt moves to third. Matchick moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Melton reaches second base with a double. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton moves to third. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christian hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafletic takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Pafletic moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pafletic moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pafletic scores. Williams moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradford is walked intentionally. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hopkins strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 2 in the game. Price hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matchick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Bill Freehan pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Lasher now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knoop strikes out. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pafletic hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing left field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing center field. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Matchick fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Price and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-4 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradford scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash is hit by the pitch. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-3 in the game. Price hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.